To continue the Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Shabbos, the Mishnah returns to the theme of the eighth parak and the end of the seventh parak, the theme of how much of various items is required in order to become chayiv for carrying them on Shabbos. So the fifth Mishnah continues that topic, talking about wood, hamotzi eitzim. If you're carrying wood, how much do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Kedei levashal beitza kala, enough to cook a small egg. Tavlin, kedei lesabel beitza kala, spices enough to season a small egg. Umitzdarfin zeh imzeh, and different types of spices combined with each other in order to make this shear. Klipe egozim, klipe rimonim, istis ufua. If you have shells of eggs, shells of peels of pomegranates, istis and fua, which are different types of dyes. Istis seems to be tcheles colored, fua is red colored. Kedei litzboa behen beged katan besvacha, enough of that in order to dye the networking at the top of a headgear. Mei raglayim, urine. Neser, which is a type of shiny dirt known as alum. Uboris, which is a vegetation that's used to clean things. A lie. Kimonia va'ashlag, also different types of plants that were used to clean. Kimonian oil, alkali. Kedei lechabes behen beged katan besvacha, enough to clean, enough to launder this same network at the top of headgear. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and his view is not followed, kedei lahavir al hakesem, enough to, sounds like he's saying to clean off a stain. It probably means more that it's a way of checking to see if a stain is a stain of nida, so it would be applied to a stain in order to clarify what type of a stain it is. Then the sixth Mishnah continues, pilpeles, kol shehu, long pepper, any amount is considered to be enough, because that serves a purpose. The itrin, kol shehu, and any amount of itrin, which was used to take care of headaches. Mine v'samim, and spices, here in the sense of perfumes. Mine matchos, and types of metals. Kol shehain, any amount is enough. Me'avne ha-mizbeach, or me'afer ha-mizbeach, from the rocks of the altar, or from the dirt of the altar. Makak sfarim, or makak mitvachoseihem, and different parts of sfarim, of scrolls, or of their mantles that are no longer used. Kol shehein, any amount, shematznian osan legonzan, because they are preserved in order to be put in Geniza, so that's also significant. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda adds, and once again his view is not followed, af hamotzi mimshamshei avodah zarah, also somebody who takes out things that were used in the service of avodah zarah, and any amount, kol shehu, shenamar lo yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min hacherem, because when it comes to avodah zarah, so the Torah explicitly says we can't hold on to any of it, any amount is given significance, and similarly, taking out any amount, therefore, is considered to be a tikkun, therefore, that all counts, that's all significant in terms of Hilchos Shabbos.